This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenido! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yeah, the guy was correct introducing me there. My name is Pedro Fernandez, often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Straight up, been doing this a little while now. A couple weeks per se, 35 plus years now. Knock rocking out all bums, rocking and rolling. Of course, today this is the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. I keep going. We're on like 1,000 different platforms. I guess I got to get like a whole show just talk about all the different internet platforms we're on. But I'm really grateful for that. Of course, the people that put that together here at Sports Byline are the best in the world. Speaking of Sports Byline, we've got open phone lines in the Sports Byline studios. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, the no-commitment text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The heavyweight champion of the world is upcoming. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, of course, defending the title against a heavyweight. I don't know if he's a challenger or not, but he's a heavyweight. Andy Ruiz. I mean, Andy's never seen a buffet. He put it this way. Andy's got 4 or 5 convictions on his record. He's a criminal. That's right. He's a buffet burglar. In other words, in Las Vegas, he wears a mask. He goes to those all-you-can-eat buffets and wears a mask because they won't let him in because he's such a fat pig and eats all the food. So they won't let him in. They won't let Andy Ruiz in the place, okay? So he has to wear a mask, and then he gets exposed. You know, hey, take off that mask. That's that guy's nose. Well, he sort of got hip after he ate like the 19th tray of food. What am I trying to tell you? That's sort of a sad world when Andy Ruiz, record or not, gets to step in with the world heavyweight champion. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua. Last minute replacement, you know what that means. That means Joshua's knocking out all bums. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Talking boxing and mixed martial arts for the next hour on Sports Byline. Of course, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline broadcast. And we're, in fact, you've been doing a million things in the world right now. So I thank you so much for joining the Sports Byline crew here. For straight up, we're talking boxing and mixed martial arts. You know, I harped heavily on Andy Ruiz in the open there. Of course, Andy Ruiz, a heavyweight set to challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship soon. Good fighter, good record, but not a dedicated guy. He's a fat pig. I mean, he's 32-1, but he's fat as a pig. He's 21 KOs. I mean, come on, the guy weighs like in – he's maybe 35, 40 pounds overweight. And whether he shows blazing hand speed on bags, he can hit pads well and that kind of good stuff. You know, when you're a fat guy, you're not going to move around with the type of fluidity that you would if you weren't a fat guy. And the bottom line is, you know, he should be looking to work that fat off. Instead, he's like happy being a fat guy. In between fights, what does he do? He gets arrested. He's been arrested 4 times now. They don't want him in Las Vegas anymore. Andy Ruiz has been banned from the Strip. Why? I told you, the buffet burglar thing. And they don't want to talk about it. Those people at Top Rank, of course, promoters in Las Vegas, they really tried to keep this undercover. But, you know, Ruiz has been popped now 3 or 4 times, and he's a serial buffet burglar. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. Andy Ruiz, give him his props. Good record. Going to challenge Anthony Joshua, of course, the 1st of June at the Garden, the Mecca of boxing in New York City. So he's going to make like $6-7 million. Props to you, man. But guess what? Go out and get one of those liposuction surgery type of things. Get that fat off you. I mean, come on, man. Seriously, you're supposed to be like challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship. I mean, you're a Mexican-American. Do you really want people to think, well, that's what a Mexican heavyweight looks like, a fat middleweight? Come on, Andy. Come on, Andy. And you know I'm not giving you a bad time because you're Mexican. I'm giving you a bad time because you're fat. If you're a fat white guy or a fat black guy, say the same thing. You're fat, okay? And you're not going to reach your athletic potential being a fat guy, no matter what. And obviously you haven't gotten that, or you would have dropped down to what would be considered an optimum weight for you. And I don't know what that would be. I mean, nobody, because you don't know what that would be. I mean, you're sort of like the guy that we really don't know how slim you could get and still be strong. I'm figuring you could lose 15 or 20 pounds, at least maybe 30 pounds, maybe 40 pounds, maybe even 50 pounds. That's how fat you are. But I got to put your props to 6'2". You know, you're gonna pop a little bit in those hands as far as hand speed is concerned, but that's it. That's all you've got is fast hands. That's all that's going to work for you. In fact, you went to show that off on the bag the other day. Big deal. I don't think you've got a chance. In fact, You know, they say slim and none. What does Don King say? He's got two chances, slim and none and slim just left town. Well, guess what? Slim left town as far as Andy Ruiz is concerned, and it wasn't Andy Ruiz. 32-1, challenger for the World Heavyweight Championship. That's going to go down June the 1st. Of course, the man that was supposed to be in that spot, Jarrell Miller, out with not one, not two, but three different drug pops. Holy cow, three different drug pops. How do you get popped three different times for drugs? Like, all within a week. I mean, you don't know you're, like, doing something dirty? I mean, here's what's up. I remember back in the days when guys used to get popped for a little weed in their system or something like that. You know, once then you had some, like, some guys would take Valium to relax before the fights, and you see some of the Domo type of drugs in their system and this and that. Yeah, some guys get nervous wrecks. I knew a lot of guys that suffered anxiety attacks before fights. I never did. I never suffered not before fights. No, not before fights. We're pretty focused on that. In fact, I was scared to death until the bell rang. And if I wasn't scared to death, the one time I wasn't scared up, I got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. You must be scared when you step into that squared circle of battle. If you're not, you're not going to bring it all. It's just the way it is. It's all about, fear. I mean, fear is a great motivating factor. And when somebody's looking to take off your head, that's why, you know, I can't not imagine or fathom going into a ring being fat like Andy Ruiz. I couldn't imagine it. I mean, in other words, if I was a junior welterweight, and that's what I fought at, 139 pounds, that's what the weight was back in the days. That shows you how dated I am, how long ago I did fight. But it was the junior welterweight limit, and the average was 139 pounds. Never was 140, or now it's 141, I think. But anyway, making that weight was hell. There was just absolutely no doubt about it. But I made it because stepping up and wait to the next weight class got you hurt, okay? But if I was to be like the Andy Ruiz type of guy, in other words, I'd be weighing like 175, 180 pounds and fighting 139 pounds. That's the equivalent of what he is as a heavyweight. And why do I say that? Because it's pretty obvious. That's why Anthony Joshua picked this guy up at the last minute. Listen, they pick up these last minute guys, especially this with a good record. In fact, they're going to market him as a Mexican American killer, this and that. Come on, man. I mean, if four or five Mexicans south of the border want to tune in to watch Andy Ruiz, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'd be surprised. He's not Julio Cesar Chavez. He's not Salvador Sanchez. I mean, come on, man. Please. Not Ruben Olivares, although I thought Olivares was vastly overrated. Never one knew what Mexicans got off on Ruben Olivares. Never got that one, although he beat Bobby Chacon. Outside of that, and Chacon was like partying and doing cocaine, you know, and drinking and that kind of good stuff. Bobby wasn't all that dedicated for a lot of his career, but when Olivares beat him, I guess that was his claim to fame, but afterwards, you know, I see Ruben, he saluted at the crowd. Maybe am I dogging people today? I don't know. Anyway, you see him at the fights in L.A. and around the world, in Mexico and things like that. And the fans just love him. They just love him. And I just don't get it. He's not a good speaker. You know, he didn't fight. He was like a bleep. He wasn't here that long. No doubt about that. Of course, the guys that he fought, guys like Alexis Arguello. Wow, Alexis Arguello. Alexis hammered him. That was pretty unfair. Alexis fighting guys at 126 and 130 pounds. Alexis should have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, he just should have. He was bigger, stronger, hit harder than these guys. And when you're towering over people at 126, 130 pounds, you know, and he's not a guy that's putting on like all kinds of weight after the weigh-in. If Arguello weighed in at 126 back in the day, he weighed 129 come fight time. If he weighed in 130 pounds at the time for a fight, he walked into the ring at 135 pounds at the max. When he tried to do that 140 thing, that was a mistake for Alexis Arguello, stepping up to 140 pounds to take it on the challenge, of course, challenging Aaron Pryor, the undefeated then junior welterweight champion, 140 pounds. Pryor, the unpredictable one, but Pryor, you know, there's all kinds of little asterisks in that fight, that first fight, of course, back in 1982. And why were in November 1982? Why were there all kinds of asterisks in it? Well, some people thought that Panama Lewis took stuffing out of Aaron Pryor's gloves. Because if you look at Alexis Arguello's face, he never got damaged like that ever, ever, ever in any other fight. He had almost 100 fights. So on the flip side of that, Panama Lewis, who was, as I said, was his trainer that night, was also the trainer of Billy Collins. Was also the trainer of the young man that fought on Billy Collins, and they took the stuffing out of his gloves. So they took the stuffing out of his gloves in a 1983 bout in the Garden, of course. And this young man went out to hurt Billy Collins. Billy was never the same. Both the fighter and Panama Lewis was banned. And of course, that's why you don't see Panama around anymore. What a brilliant mind he was, though. I don't mean for cheating. I mean in the world of boxing, Panama Lewis was a slick dude, a smart trainer, but he had to cheat. He had to go that extra yard. He just had to go that extra yard, you know, and that, of course, that played against him, and in the end, he was banned for life. But as far as one of the all-time smart guys and knows how to do things, knows how to train guys, knows how to get guys in shape and prepare for different styles, Panama Lewis was a guy. Until he cheated and almost got Billy Collins' kid killed. Then, of course, we had that skirmish. We had a little skirmish there in 1996 at the Tyson-Buster Mathis fight in Philadelphia, the Spectrum. We sort of rumbled back and forth in the way, and I told him I wasn't backing down, and I wasn't. Sucker, I wasn't backing down. Straight up, we almost went to blows. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming back with Johnny Sig in Las Vegas on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Who saw that coming, Doctor?
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Getting some heat here via the text line, so I'll get to the heat first. Andy in Kayshelf country, of course, 1400 a.m. down there in Las Vegas, says, what about two-ton Tony Galento? What about him? He knocked down Joe Lewis in a fight, of course. 80 wins, 57 KOs, 26 losses. I mean, the guy challenged for the World Heavyweight Championship, and he was a fat pig, but what are we trying to say? What is that trying to – what is that – are you trying to give – Mr. Andy Ruiz more credit than he deserves? He's a fat pig, too. Okay, his bottom line is. But I'll say this. Andy Ruiz did not box a 550-pound bear as did Two-Ton Tony Galinto. He actually boxed the bear, I kid you not. Of course, in knocking down Joe Louis back in 1938. So I think I've taken care of that. Now, speaking of heavyweights, let's take it to Las Vegas and bring in the undefeated Johnny Sig. Johnny, the boxing future looks pretty good. Of course, I harped on Andy Ruiz, and I had you off air on purpose on that because I didn't want to drag you into that one. But did I kick him in the teeth a couple of times there or what?
A little bit, you know. It really wasn't like a curved jaw, but it was pretty much a kick to the mouth. We'll say that. Here's what's up with, yeah, exactly. Here's what's up with Andy Ruiz. He's got good hand speed, you know, last minute stuff. We know what that means, you know.
Well, No. Time out. This is radio. This is what does last minute sub mean? What does TBA mean?
To be annihilated, brother.
No. But go. All right, that's a good one. But back to last minute sub. Explain the last minute sub to the listeners.
What happened was that Jarrell Miller popped for more drugs in his system than a CVS pharmacy, leading up to the drug testing to face Anthony Joshua. They needed an opponent. They went after Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz said no. $7 million apparently wasn't enough for Luis Ortiz, whose highest payday to date was $500,000 against Deontay Wilder. Don't get me started. Anyway, fast forward. He's the guy that they chose. He was the one that's willing to do it, accepting the $4 to $5 million. I believe they're going to pay him. So he's there as a last-minute opponent. June 1st, Madison Square Garden, Anthony Joshua's American debut.
Interesting. Of course. Wow. Anthony Joshua, of course, Jarrell Miller, a 300-pound guy. You know, let's be honest, he's another fat guy. So Joshua's dating fat guys. I mean, evidently Amir Khan's ex-wife's not fat, but Joshua likes fat opponents, not fat ladies.
There you go. I think his next one down the stretch will be Usyk, and I think it'd be smart for Joshua to move in that direction after he gets past Andy Ruiz. Because let's face facts, you know, Usyk's coming up for his first fight against Carlos Takam coming up May 25th, I believe the date is. He'd be smart to go after Usyk before he's filled into that heavyweight frame because we know how dangerous Usyk is. And if he becomes a very, very good heavyweight, which I think he could be, you know, he could be more of a threat to Joshua down a stretch. So I think Joshua's next move after this is to take on Usyk and get him out of there early as he tries to campaign at heavyweight.
Unnamed from Pittsburgh said, why doesn't Butterbean challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship if fat people are challenging? Okay, point well taken. But Butterbean, he rumbled with Tyson, he rumbled with Holmes. I mean, he fought some pretty good guys there for being a sideshow attraction.
Yeah, he was a 4-round, 6-round fighter, though. People got to remember that. These guys go 12 rounds, you know. And aside from, like, the heavier guys we've seen of late, because I can't credit Jarrell Miller for anything he's done. Obviously, this man's whole career is in question, popping for that many drugs. I mean, my God. So moving past that, a guy like Andy Ruiz, who doesn't look like he'll ever make the cover of Wheaties anytime soon, I got to give him some credit because he does go 10 to 12 rounds. His only loss was to Joseph Parker in Ruiz, where a lot of people thought that Andy won. You know, I'm on the fence with it. I could go either way. It wasn't that great of a fight, in my opinion. Do I think he shows up and tries? I think the kid's got a lot of heart. He's a good soundbite, and we see what happens come June 1st at Madison Square Garden.
Man, you know what you're going to hear in Madison Square Garden if you were just doing a radio broadcast of that fight? You know what you're going to hear about 4 or 5, maybe 6 rounds in? Timber! Okay? And then you're going to wait. And then you're going to hear, plop!
Yeah.
Andy Ruiz totally hitting the canvas.
As Joshua should do. And I love when consummate professionals such as a Joshua goes out there and handles their business. If he doesn't take this guy out under, I'm going to say, 6 to 7 rounds, I'll be a little disappointed. Unless Andy Ruiz shows me so much heart and so much determination and so much grit, where you got to be like, you know what, I got to applaud the guy. He tried his best type of thing. But I foresee Anthony Joshua, like, taking this guy out under 6 or 7 rounds.
You know, we talked about Regis Pregas and
Teofimo,
and of course the young man last night. All three of these guys. You know, I like the Hector Camacho personalities, the guys that pop off and then go out there and do it. And before Hector got hooked on coke, I'm telling you, Hector was like the best. He was an accomplished and incredible, incredible boxer. He just got hooked up on cocaine and, you know, coke won.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately that happens to a lot of guys, and we saw it recently you know, with Benavidez. Hopefully Benavidez straightens himself out. Now, getting back to the person that you spoke to exactly recently, the person you were just speaking about in Teofimo Lopez and Progre, yeah, they got personality, especially Progre, man. He's a mouthpiece. You know, some people get offended by it. I like it because you know what that does? It gets people listening. It gets people watching, whether you like him or hate him. Whether you want to see him win or lose because he offends you or something. You want to see him get knocked out. That's what boxing needs, personalities. Anyone that questions someone, you know, personality in this sport, say, how could someone, do you understand, like, how someone could do this type of thing? They're going to have a certain personality about them. So long as they don't hurt or super offend anyone, like we saw with, like, you know, Conor McGregor and Khabib, like, yeah, you know, going after his religion and his father. But these guys have certain personalities. It takes a certain character to want to fight someone for a living. You know,
to want to fight someone. Period. I mean, you've got to be a bit of a nut to want to stand there and trade blows with somebody. I mean, I remember my mother said to me, she goes, and I had six fights she didn't know, and then she saw a black eye, push came to shove. Anyway, bottom line is, you know, couldn't lie to mom. Mom used to tell me, swear to God on my life. Oh, Johnny, when I'd be lying. You know what I'm saying? I'd be lying, Johnny. And mom would say, swear to God on my life. And I'd go, but my sister could blow right through that. She blew right through that, man. I couldn't do it, man. My mother knew. She goes, I can get you every time on that one. You know, and she couldn't take chances with mom.
I feel you, man. And you know, it does take a certain, like, mentality and character trait to want to be competitor and fight for a living, whether it be boxing, mixed martial arts, Muay Thai, wrestling, whatever it's going to be. And the bottom line is, I'm not surprised when I see people do things or say things, you know, and feeling themselves a certain way. My only thing is that I don't ever want them to cross the line. Don't disrespect someone's wife, religion, race, whatever, you know, because there is a fine line to this. There are rules to this thing. But at the end of the day, I'm not surprised when I hear someone talk about themselves highly. You have to think of yourself highly to go out there and be a world killer, especially in boxing and modern athletes in general nowadays. What these guys are doing with training and technology and what they're putting in their systems, you know, whether it be Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. steroids, or just being, you know, natural. Athletes nowadays are no joke. So you have to have a competitive edge. What's that, buddy?
No, I was talking to myself. Go on. Sorry.
No worries, man. I was doing my point. But nowadays, you have to have that competitive edge, that drive, that thing that says, hey, I'm the best. Listen to me. And now sometimes people are over the top with it, where you're like, yeah, you know, show me, you know, Curtis Shields. But you've got someone like Regis Progre that shows it with talent. I believe you, bro. I've seen things in that boy, like I said last week, that is just future Hall of Famer in the making. And I'm putting myself on record to say that. I will eat crow if I have to. And if homeboy gets knocked out or embarrassed, you know, I'll sit there. You know me, I'll take it. But Regis Progre, man, whew, the future of boxing.
Let's have some fun.
I told you what I was going to do before I did it. I told you I was going to dad him in the corners. I was going to let him take all the shots. He was Lee Wilson. Any heavyweight is Lee Wilson. I told you this had no skill. I told you he don't hit hard. I told you it would be a total mismatch. George Foreman's still one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
October 1st, 1975, the last historic confrontation between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, the largest closed-circuit TV audience in history, was treated to one of the greatest fights in heavyweight history.
People want to see me and Joe Frazier. They still think Joe Frazier can beat me. They don't want to see me and Ken Norton. They don't want to see me and George Foreman. They want to see me and Joe Frazier, although George Foreman annihilated Frazier, and George Foreman will beat Frazier every day in the week. George Foreman will beat Ken Norton every day in the week, and I will beat George Foreman every day in the week.
Right.
But the fools still think that chump Joe Frazier can beat me because he went the distance twice and it ended up on a close decision. I'm going to give him a real whooping, and I wrote a poem. Some of you heard it, but this is a little conscience. I got a little gorilla here. This is his conscience. I keep it right in my pocket everywhere I go.
back there. And I wrote him a short poem. It says there will be a killer and a thriller and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila.
That's right.
And I got his conscience right here to keep me on guard. See, here's the way he looks when you hit him. All night, that's all he's gonna be. All night in Malaysia. That's all you're gonna see. The Philippines, rather. Come on, gorilla. We in Manila. Come on, gorilla. This is a thriller.
Johnny Sig, was Ali stepping over the line?
Yeah. A little bit, especially for the time. You got to consider the time, you know. And even in this day and age, I think so. And Joe really was offended by that stuff. Joe took it to heart. From my understanding, Joe Frazier was a very sensitive man in that regard, from people that I spoke to that knew him closely and everything like that. But I almost don't blame him because it was a little bit much. And I understand Ali's thing that he was out there. He was a talker, and he was trying to get under people's skin, and he did so well at doing so. Look what he did to George Foreman and Zaire, you know? that was ridiculous.
No. You know, the real Johnny, the real number done on George Foreman and Zaire was when President Mobutu Zambiti, or that was his name, I think, when he actually said you couldn't leave the country until the fight was going to happen, because the fight was postponed originally. It was going to take place 6 weeks earlier, but George Foreman got cut, so they postponed the fight. Mm-hmm. Foreman wanted to leave the country. The president said no. They put armed guards outside. Bottom line is, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Signorelli, the ace, returns after the break for us. Got to go to some of these texts, but you know what's happening with the text line. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the king as far as boxing in the money world is concerned. Talk about Saul Alvarez signing that $375 million contract. Call him Canelo, call what you want, call him Cinnamon. Wow, pound for pound, he may be the best out there right now. 28 years old, 52-1, a couple of draws. Of course, Terrence Crawford. Terrence, 31 years old, now 3 years older than the 28-year-old Alvarez. He comes in undefeated, 35 and zip, a guy that started out at 135, went to 140, and of course now residing 147 pounds. Eventually, he and Errol Spence will make for a pretty good fight. Gennady Golovkin, of course, the Golovkin, the once-beaten Golovkin, 38-1-1, the one draw with Canelo. Of course, he won loss to Canelo. Some people dispute the draw, but they don't dispute the loss, no doubt about that. But Golovkin rocking and rolling, looking to we'll talk about his future in just a second. Joshua up there, of course, the undefeated world heavyweight champion, 29 years old, 22 and zip, comes to us from the UK. And, of course, as the aforementioned Spence, but the guy that really got me rocking and rolling here as far as these top 10 guys are concerned are the number 6 and 7 guys in the BoxRec.com list. And I'm talking about Vasyl Lomachenko, just 13-1, 31 years old, though. I think he's hit his peak at 135 pounds as far as size and domination is concerned. And Oleg Usyk, the aforementioned Oleg Usyk, of course, the cruiserweight title holder, 16-0. Wow, what a fighter. 16-0 as cruiserweight, 200 pounds, but there's a big difference. We talk about this time and time and time and time and time again. In fact, we beat this to death. Moving up in weight can be hazardous to your health. So Johnny Sigg's on the line from Las Vegas, our boxing expert. And Johnny Sigg's going to tell me why Oleg Usyk is the exception to the rule.
Phenomenal hand speed for a big man. He's got good size for a guy that's moving up from cruiser to heavyweight. Not the biggest guy in the world, but decent enough size. Ring intellect, decent power, angles. Man, this guy fights at angles and does things in the heavyweight division that no other heavyweight does. When I always speak about how good Tyson Fury is, it's similar but different. Obviously, Tyson Fury and Usyk are very different styles, but Fury does things at heavyweight that most people don't do. Okay, let's think about Usyk now. He does those type of things. Think about, I love how you were talking about Lomachenko. What a great way to segue into Usyk, because they're from the same stable, and like you know, they have similar things, but at different weight classes. Usyk, to me, is going to be a very big threat, and that's why I said before, earlier, that I think if Joshua was smart, he would take him as early on as he can in the inception of what Usyk's trying to do at heavyweight, because Usyk's going to be very dangerous as he fills into that heavyweight body.
Speaking of heavyweights and light heavyweights and cruiserweights and that kind of good stuff, how about 175 pounds, Canelo and Sergey Kovalev? Oscar's saying it could happen. Oscar's willing to promote it.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. I don't put it past Canelo. You know, we saw him do, against Rocky Fielding at 168. I mean, what does that really mean? But, I mean, maybe he could do the 175. Maybe they're thinking that Kovalev is there and vulnerable.
He's old.
What happened? Yeah.
He's old and slow now, man. Everybody's saying, oh, Kovalev is back. No. Kovalev's winning. He's not back. There's a difference, don't you think?
Exactly. I could not have said it better, or I could not agree more. You know, the future of that division, I think, is Dmitry Bivol. Arthur Beterbiev, who we saw last night, do a good job. You know, you got Gavastek down there at 175. So, I mean, and sometimes people could see things. Canelo saw something in Rocky Fielding. Maybe they see something in Kovalev. It's a name.
He was a mark. That's what they – he was a mark. Wait, they saw something in Rocky Fielding. I saw something in Rocky Fielding. Rocky Fielding couldn't win the Golden Gloves over here.
Absolutely, I could not agree more, brother.
I couldn't – when he put his hands up, I said to myself, this is a mark.
I love it. Absolutely.
Johnny Sigg's on the line, of course, from Las Vegas. Going to go to some of the texts here now. Beterbiev. Not the most flamboyant guy in the world, but he blasted out some guy in five rounds last night. You mentioned him. Where does he stand at 175? Is he the best at 175, or is Kovalev still a faded Kovalev, still the best at 175? Is 175 got a supreme fighter?
Well, we hope we get better Biev to take on Kovalev at 175. They're both on the same network, so that shouldn't be an issue. Until I see, you know, a guy like better Biev or people come around and really dismantle a guy like a Kovalev at 175, then I'm proven. Like, you know, I say to myself, okay, proven commodity. My guy, Alexander Golovkin, I think that guy is the guy at 175. But it's a very interesting division. What I like about this division, too, is that there's no politics, thankfully, for once. Everybody that's good at 175 fights on ESPN, which means the fights will not be hard to be made. So let's move forward with it, right?
Oh, man. That's pretty tough.
I know.
That's pretty tough. Tyson Fury in the news, of course, flying into training camp with Billy Joe Saunders. Billy Joe Saunders, has he got demons that can be, that can't be shook? I mean, everybody has demons of some kind. Unfortunately, for some people in the public eye, the demons come to light, and it ends up ruining their lives. Is he on a level keel in your mind?
I think something's off with Billy Joe Saunders. I think it has been for a while when you saw him offering, you know, hookers food for whatever he was trying to do in that car at that time and other things that he's done. In my opinion, long story short, how I feel about it, I don't think Tyson Fury should surround himself with someone like that based off of his own mental issues that he had. Now, he was never really disrespectful towards people. Obviously, they talk trash during a fight, but I'm talking about, like, keeping things, like, nice and cool and tranquil. You know, in terms of not going after people and hookers and all this type of stuff that Billy Joe Saunders has been noted to do, maybe Tyson Fury wants to be a father-type figure and he sees a damaged individual in Billy Joe Saunders and tries to, you know, be a mentor to him. But I just don't think you roll with the bad company, man. Like, you look at what Tyson Fury's done. He looks fantastic. He keeps himself in shape. He came off of the best performance of his career. He got off the mat like the Undertaker against one of the most dangerous punchers in boxing history. I don't think you should surround yourself with bad company. You know, so, I mean, for Billy Joe Saunders, I don't like the guy. You know, I mean, whether it's failing drug testing and messing with people and just being disrespectful, he's like a clown. He's like a little kid.
Tyson Fury, of course, in shape. I'm looking at a picture of Tyson Fury and Billy Joe Saunders getting off a chopper somewhere in Europe. And I'm looking, this is sort of funny. And I got to say this, Tyson Fury reminds me of the Three Stooges because he's wearing these golf attire. And, of course, looks like the Three Stooges golfing here, the three guys standing side by side. But, man, he is just so slim. I mean, he's wearing like.
He really is.
I mean, he is yikes.
Yeah. He looks fantastic. And, you know, a lot of people are bummed about, like, you know, the next guy he's facing on ESPN in a couple weeks. It is what it is. Hopefully he'll face Deontay Wilder, one of these top guys again. And we're just going to get a better version of him. I think if we do, he's evolving into someone that's, you know, fitness-obsessed and living a positive life. Like, he went from one extreme to the other. And I think that's the longer I hate to wait for. I wish we had Wilder next. Yes, guys. I don't like the Mr. Positive Power Thinking guy over here right now. But at the end of the day, the longer that Fury could do this, the better version of Fury we're going to get, which means that eventually when he faces one of these guys, we're going to get a very good Tyson Fury. I think it's motivating. I love the guy. I can listen to him talk all day.
Honestly. Tyson Fury just 6 weeks away, of course, from that Las Vegas fight at the MGM Grand where he takes on the undefeated Tom Schwartz. Now, Tom Schwartz is, yes, Tom Schwartz, the guy. Is that Tom Schwartz from Portland, Oregon?
I don't know.
No, it's Tom
Oregon.
Schwartz from Germany. What I'm trying to say is, it might as well be Tom Schwartz of Portland, Oregon. That's the point I'm trying to make here, okay?
In other words, absolutely.
This guy's lunch meat. We're talking about another Mark.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a good way to showcase, you know, Tyson Fury on ESPN because if you look at that personality, for the people that are not knowledgeable about Tyson Fury, when they're watching ESPN, which is all the homes across the nation, really. I mean, the biggest sports platform, the worldwide leader in sports. So when they sit down and they hear this man talk, and whether he's trying to be funny or passionate or whatever he's talking about, he's a storyteller, man. You know, and that's what I love about him. So I think that's a good way to bring him into the home, and then you make a big push. Then you try to get someone. But then again, now going back to networks and the politics, that's where we have to co-promote because, you know, the other two guys, Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua, are on separate networks.
Back to middleweight, let's talk about Callum Smith and Canelo Alvarez. Both those guys are with DAZN and Barry Hearn, so that is a very likely next fight for Canelo, don't you think?
Yeah, they talked about going up to 168 to snag that title from Callum Smith back there to get another one of those grab titles against a guy that, you know, is easy picking. And probably after that, take on Triple G at some point. But, I mean, when does that happen? Because Canelo really only fights in May and September. You know, he threw us for a loop in December last year. You know, he threw us a bone on that one DAZN card to launch the whole huge contract signing and get people buzzing. You know, which I think DAZN did a good job last night, by the way, a topic for another day. But, you know, at the end of the day, when does Triple G fit into this equation? I guess they're just going to make this guy turn 137 years old and take him out into a rubber match? Like, what's going on here?
You know, you mentioned DAZN. I watched the fight on my TV, and the clarity varied at different points. It was fuzzy at times, and so I was, you know, I mean, they haven't got this down. It's nothing like fights were back in the 90s when you were watching them and they would freeze on the internet, you know, because you know how I told you how they developed all this live video technology for boxing and things like that. The porn industry came up with this stuff, not the sports world, the porn industry.
That's right. They're pioneers of it.
Pioneers.
And I tell you what, absolutely. That's what everyone wants to go follow us too, bro. Pioneers. You know, to this day, they're still, you know, changing and shaping the culture. But anyway, another subject for another day. But here's what's up with DAZN. I noticed that their television feed isn't that great. For whatever reason, they're streaming to iPads or, you know, phones is better. But of all things I had to say about last night's fight, the one thing I could not stop thinking in my head is that I paid 33 cents for that fight last night. I'm going to tell you why. I subscribed to DAZN and I'm grandfathered in at $9.95.
Me too.
For a year. 12 months in a year, 365 calendar days in a year, breaks down to 33 cents a day. Can't complain too much.
So, holy cow. How do I take this on? Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Andy Ruiz would kick the spit out of you, you no good wetback. Whoa!
Wait, did he call you a wetback?
No, yeah, as we said. But Andy's a Mexican American, not me. So anyway, you got that wrong. I'm from, you know, my people are from Puerto Rico. anyway, yeah, not if Andy Ruiz was 139 pounds, though. Not if he was 139, because 139, I don't think he would have made. First of all, he couldn't make 139 at birth.
I tell you what, man, we got to read more of these because they're funny.
Some of them are worth going into, and some of them are like, man, just like yikes.
You got to forward these. You got to forward these to me because I get so much entertainment.
I don't like being abused to an extent, but that's the way it goes sometimes when you're on the radio. Now, what's happening as far as this upcoming week's concerned? What's going to be coming up on TV this week?
You got Miguel Burchelt versus Francisco Vargas in a rematch on ESPN. Miguel won the first fight. Should be a good one. They're fighting down at the junior welterweight division. Manny Navarrete again versus Isaac Dogbay coming up. That's a good one. That's next week, and that came up fast on me. And looking forward to May 18th, where we got Wilder and Brazil on Showtime. Actually, Showtime. Hello, remember them?
Yeah.
They're showing up. You know, they're showing up and actually giving us something. And I like the story behind Wilder and Brazil. If you guys haven't, you know, been in the loop about it, check it out on YouTube. These guys talk so much trash towards each other. There's legitimate hate here. And what I like about that is that Wilder brings a lot of power, so therefore you should get some fireworks.
Emmanuel Navarrete is the opponent, the current WBO 122-pound champion. I believe he's going to take out Isaac Dogbow this time. And he's really going to step it up and, like, stop him with the 10th or 11th round. He had him, he had him in a position where he could have went for it the last time. He didn't go for it. I think this time, the confidence is there. And I think this kid is like the combination of Pernell Whitaker and Julio Cesar Chavez put together. I'm talking about Emmanuel Navarrete, 26-1 out of Mexico. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. More with Johnny Sig after the break.
We'll be right back. Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check out this tune, baby. On the soul side of town, brand new Tower of Power LP, 50 years in the making, 50 years of funk. Check them out, towerofpower.com. It used to be bumpcity.com. I thought it was cooler when it was bumpcity.com, but they changed it to towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Our ace, Johnny Sig, is on the line from Las Vegas. Carlos Takeum, of course, 36-5, going to take on the aforementioned Oleg Usyk, 16 and zip, 2012 KOs. People think we're putting too much stock here. That's the sort of vibe I'm getting. We put too much stock in Usyk, and people think that I'm really going overboard with Mr. Vasyl Lomachenko by saying I think pound for pound he might be the best right now. I mean, at 135 or at 130, I think nobody can beat him. Not a chance.
Absolutely. I mean, the only person that really has a chance right now is Mikey Garcia, even though Garcia did not look good against Earl Spence. You look at other guys, Devin Haney, Richard Comey. There's guys there, right? Teofimo Lopez, who we mentioned earlier, would be good. I think Teofimo, as good as I think Teofimo is, he needs a little bit more experience. But the problem with Lomachenko is that he's maxed out at 135. He can go back down to 130. There's some guys there, Javante Davis, people like that. He's not going to go up to 140. But anyone that thinks that we need to pump the brakes on Usyk, tune in May 25th when he takes on Carlos Takeum, who Carlos is a very, very capable man, strong fighter. You know, of course, best known for getting stopped by Anthony Joshua, but it's one heck of a test, his first fight, taking on a guy that's had world-class experience at Takeum. So tune in May 25th, Texas back.
Okay. Real quick, Mikey Garcia took the money from Al Haymon and took like 2 years off of boxing. Then he took it easy in his big test as far as a fighter's concerned. You think the money got to him?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Straight up, what's happening with the YouTube page?
Hey, check this out, Ring Talk. Search us, Ring Talk Worldwide, archive shows, bonus content, and more.
Straight up, that is Johnny Sig. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for tuning in to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Scott Cuddy.